This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. planes today resumed bombing raids on the caves and mountain passes of the Tora Bora region in eastern Afghanistan after a deadline for the surrender of al-Qaeda forces expired. B-52s made at least two strikes on suspected al-Qaeda positions. There was also ground fire. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Tora Bora. What happened to the surrender deal?
Bob, the surrender deadline was not met today. We have yet to see any al-Qaeda fighters hand in their weapons. In fact, the deadline was set for 8 o'clock this morning, local time, and the only thing that was visibly happening at that time were B-52 bombers. We're tracing circles in the sky here. One then veered off after about 20 minutes and unleashed a punishing airstrike against the mountains that al-Qaeda has retreated to in the past 2 days. Not only was the surrender not met, but just hours after Afghan commanders announced a ceasefire with the al-Qaeda fighters, this was on Tuesday afternoon, that ceasefire was broken. According to the agreement, Afghans withdrew from positions that they'd just captured. But then fighting broke out again overnight between both sides. The Afghans say they suffered casualties, killed and wounded. And throughout the day, we've seen a half dozen American airstrikes today. There's occasional weapons fire coming from Tora Bora, so we certainly haven't seen the al-Qaeda surrender that the Afghans promised to deliver last night.
Well, what are the local Afghan commanders saying about all this?
Well, we're getting mixed reports from the different commanders, from the different factions fighting this battle. Officers with Commander Haji Zalman, he was the commander who announced the ceasefire yesterday, they say that negotiations are still underway, that the fighting overnight was due to a communications problem between different al-Qaeda fighters, and they say that the groups will still hand in their weapons, one group after another. Zalman's rival, Commander Haji Zahir, told me that he will not accept this surrender until he takes weapons from the al-Qaeda fighters. His men were fighting all throughout the night, he says, and he's commanding them to continue to fight. He says he's not in contact with this other rival commander. It appears there's a disagreement between the two factions on how to deal with al-Qaeda.
How many al-Qaeda fighters remain in the region?
Well, after intense American airstrikes over the past couple days, and after an Afghan ground assault, we've only seen four dead al-Qaeda fighters. The Afghans are insisting that there are still close to 1,000 al-Qaeda members that have retreated up into the hills. Some officers today continue to say that Osama bin Laden is still with them. One concern is that al-Qaeda could have slipped away or could be slipping away across the border to Pakistan. That's about a 3-day walk to the south. Pakistan says it has beefed up security on its borders. The Afghans say they have cut off most of the routes out. But these measures have only been taken in the past 4 to 5 days. One theory is that in the first week of the American airstrikes, many fighters could have, in fact, escaped, including possibly bin Laden or some of his top lieutenants.
The Taliban was homegrown. Al-Qaeda seems to be a much more international outfit, right?
Absolutely. What Afghanistan offered al-Qaeda was a place to work, to bring members from all around the world who believed in the same goals and perhaps the same methods. They were closely allied with the Taliban. We've seen documents saying that both the al-Qaeda fighters and volunteers with the Taliban are from Pakistan, from Chechnya, that there are Arabs here. Yesterday, we saw documents from one fighter who'd been killed that he was from Sudan. There were airline tickets from Iran also. It's well documented that al-Qaeda was an international movement. There's no reason to think that because they've been limited here in Afghanistan, that similar organizations cannot continue functioning in other countries around the world.
NPR's Ivan Watson in the Tora Bora region of Afghanistan.